minutes, I think. So starting out, there are, like a whole lot of other things, three basic types of debts that are associated with taxes. There's secured debts, there's priority debts, and unsecured debt, tax debts. In general, if a tax debt is a priority tax debt, it's non-dischargeable. If it's a unsecured tax debt, it's dischargeable. With regard to the secured tax debt, there is such an animal. I guess you guys have an idea of that. The moment that somebody files a tax return and it shows a balance due on the tax return, there is a lien that is created at that moment in time. It is oftentimes referred to as a silent lien, or I think maybe the legal term is an inchoate lien. But just like every other creditor, the IRS has to perfect that lien in order for it to be valid in bankruptcy. So the way the IRS does that is they file a notice of federal tax lien. That notice of federal tax lien then gives them a security interest in the property that's in the county that they filed in. Of course, that raises whether or not they filed in the right place and those kind of things. And I don't think that's a great copy of one, but that is one that was filed in one of my cases. So, and then just to give you an example of a proof of claim filed by the IRS, this one includes secured claim, unsecured, priority unsecured claim, and a regular unsecured claim. So the main topic that we want to talk about is what is dischargeable. With regard to the secured debts, just like any other secured debt, those can actually survive bankruptcy where the underlying debt may be discharged, but the security interest, the lien, so let's take a house, for example. Someone has $25,000 in equity in their house, but they've got a tax lien against it. That tax lien survives the bankruptcy like you would expect other liens to survive bankruptcy.